This is program number LW2100. Well, it happened a long time ago, they say, in a little mining town buried deep in the Ozarks. Hi, this is Larry West. It was there that boys grew up at the age of 12 and were hardened into adult life by the time they were 15. Poverty? Why, poverty was plentiful. And the one-room schoolhouse lay deep in the foothills. The county had to struggle just to pay the bills. Well, to the students, school was just a game. Most of the students were undertaught, overgrown, and were totally unmanageable. If the school teacher ever made a stand, the students would either run him out of town or make life so miserable that he would leave by his own choice, so the position remained open most of the time. One day, though, a small, frail man applied for the job, and it seemed, well, that was the biggest joke that ever came to town. But the committee gladly gave him a contract for $60 a month. When he got there, all the boys were ready and waiting. When they saw him, though, they were disappointed. He was so small. But the way he began that school day was so different, it caught them all by surprise. For here is what he said. I want you, students, to make the rules we're going to live by. And then I want you to set the penalties, and I will carry them out. Why, that was not only new, it was rather weird. But one by one, the rules were set, and the penalties were fixed by all the students themselves. And the penalties they came up with involved, well, one or more lashes with the whip kept in the closet. For the first time, that little one-room school began to operate with a note of respect and a system of order. And weeks went by with all things going well. Then it happened. Big John lost his lunch. Somebody stole it, he shouted, and he demanded to see if the great law they had all come up with would really work. After a brief investigation, they found a little 9-year-old boy had taken Big John's lunch. Snow was heavy on the ground, and the temperature had dropped below zero. The little boy, shivering with fright, weakly whimpered his only defense. He said, I ain't had nothing to eat for 3 days, and I was just so hungry I took it. Well, the little schoolroom was as silent as a grave. Grown men looked through heavy eyes, knowing that 10 lashes on the back of such a little guy was too much, much too much. What was going to happen? Well, the schoolteacher knew what he had to do. The law was set by the students themselves. Penalties were announced. The students knew they were the ones who had come up with the penalties. The only thing that remained was for the law to be satisfied. The school teacher went to the closet and got that whip. The little boy removed his tattered coat and showed that he had on nothing underneath except the rags of an oversized shirt. The school teacher bit his lip, fought back the tears, and drew the whip. Wait a minute. It was Big John, the one who had lost his lunch. Big John said something staggering. He said, I'll take that whipping for that kid. So he took off his leather jacket. He walked forward, his muscles flexed as they readied themselves to the whipping, and he took it, all 10 lashes, for that little kid. And you know, that school was never the same. After that day, Big John proved that with the law, there could also be mercy. Hooray for Big John. You know, the Bible says that Jesus Christ did something for us. The Bible says that because you and I have stolen, have lied, have done things which we knew were wrong, the Bible says that because we have sinned, we have broken a law, God's moral law. Now, the law has been set, the penalty has been announced, and the only thing that remains is for the law to be satisfied. That's what makes Jesus Christ so exciting. You see, the Bible says that Jesus bore our sins in His own body when He died on that cross 2,000 years ago. And the Bible says that if we'll let Him, it's by His stripes that we can be healed. Hooray for Big John! No, hooray for Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.